I hope that we'll just open up our hearts and worship the Lord. It's a very needful thing. Also, it's very easy to get distracted and not really open up your heart and seek God. We ought to be mature enough, better enough, Christian enough, godly enough, righteous enough to say, you know what? I need God and I need His help and I'm going to worship Him. Matter of fact, you'll never work for Him, you'll never witness for Him until you worship Him. Matter of fact, we're way behind on doing it. You say, you just want us to get loud, and no, I'm not. I want to tell you, if you want to get loud, you can get loud. That's just up to you. But you don't have to sit there and soak and sour. You ought to have some delight in your soul. You know what I'm praying this camp meeting is, God, I haven't become dignified, but I used to shout at the drop of a hat. Come on. That's good. Some of you used to, too. Amen. Right here. I ain't saying shouting is everything, shouting ain't everything. I'll just tell you what's everything. Being right with the Lord. And having sweetness in your soul. And when I come down to the end of the way, I heard a man preach here. I think his name was Guy Rainwater. And he had sweetness dripping off of him. Late in life, he had sweetness. I want to tell you tonight, you can have some sweetness on your life. And matter of fact, let me just encourage everybody to keep it. Don't get sired up on God. Don't get sired up on camp meeting. Don't get sired up on your Christian brother. Let's do what God would have us to do. Jeremy Bumgarner, I don't even know your name of your church. Come here and pray. Oakwood, that's it. Isn't it good to be here tonight, to be honest now? It's just good to be here. It's no telling what Brother Steve says, what God can do for you individually, and what God can do for us corporately tonight. Let's worship Him. Love you, brother. Good to see you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, and praise your holy name for salvation. Thank you, God, for saving a wretch like me. Amen. Lost and undone. Lord, had nothing to offer you, still don't. But I'm glad, God, you came to where I was. Save me by your good grace. Lord, I'm glad, God, you're clinging to me tonight. I'm not clinging much to you, but I'm glad you're holding on to me. And God, I'm glad your grip will never let go. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for your mercy. Lord, you're a merciful Father, God, that loves us tonight, and we thank you for that. Thank you, God, for all, Lord, that we've experienced here in this place, Lord, in days gone by. But I'm glad, God, you're the God who can do it again, and I pray, God, that you'd move in our midst tonight and help us, Lord. As Jamie said, we do need help from God. And I pray, Lord, you'd touch us, Lord, and use us tonight and just bless the men of God that'll be preaching. Lord, just help them and help, Lord, those that'll be singing. God, bless and help them. Lord, Pastor Steve, pray you'd help him, God, and Jamie, as they conduct this meeting. God, you'd bless them in a special way. Lord, we're rich tonight in Christ Jesus, and we thank you, God, for all you've given to us. And, Lord, all the people, Lord, under here, Lord, that you've allowed us, Lord, to meet in life. God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. God, just help us to worship tonight, as he said. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just remain standing. I appreciate the prayer tonight. We want to go.